Hey, what's up, guys? I want to show you, well, technically, I want to tell you about an experience that I'm having right now. It's Monday night, and I'm sitting in my house here in Austin, Texas. I just finished up kind of designing whatever the first round of a home studio. And what I mean is just like a desk with good lights, a camera, and a backdrop for me to record videos. And I'm thinking about this client of mine, soon to be client. We're determined we're gonna be working together. And she's telling me that she has a bunch of written content, but no videos. And so I'm thinking about how I can get you to your first 100 YouTube videos uploaded. And I want to go over this four-step process with you guys, because I'm sitting here and just realizing that building a studio and building a setup where your camera is just ready to press play, it's a little bit of a meticulous process. I spent the better half of this evening, probably from 8:30 to, let's say, 12:30 right now, drilling and building things with a screwdriver, Allen wrenches, pliers, hammers, you know, putting things into the wall that some people just don't have the time to do or don't even know how to do. But when you have the right tools, you can create an environment where you're easily able to press play. And that is not a coincidence. It's the first step in getting you to 100 YouTube videos. The second step is actually working on your presentation skills. And I have a specific process that I like to use in combination with step three. And that third step is working on the SEO and script writing hygiene. That's right, your script needs to stay clean, and you need to continuously come back to it and work on it over and over again. It is really like brushing your teeth. I know hygiene involves consistency in taking showers, cleaning yourself, and I just think about brushing your teeth. You really do it every day. Maybe if you have, it's better analogy is if you have long hair, you don't really need to shampoo every single day. And you don't need to use conditioner every single day. It's sometimes good to let those oils get in your hair. And so you're spacing out your hygiene. You're actually keeping it hygienic by not always using the shampoo. My analogy here, I'm really just trying to say, is you don't have to do it every single day. So scratch the toothbrushing idea, because you should totally brush your teeth every day and floss. But the idea is that you can come back to it every few days if you needed to work on it, to look at it, to update it a little bit. And what I'm getting at is this idea of how to actually update it. It's a combination of having someone else do it for you, i.e. the SEO, keywords, changing things around, but also you giving yourself space to think about different ways and new elements of a script. So I'm just going to leave it at that, because the last part has to do with getting yourself a team, an editing team, and a developmental team to help you build that script, optimize the SEO in your script before you press play, and also just do the editing. Because if I'm being honest, almost everyone I've talked to, they don't get it done. You don't get to 100 YouTube videos if you edit on your own. I mean, there is a 1% of people who really, really, really do get to 100 videos, 1,000 videos on YouTube by editing it themselves. It really does take a special kind of person to do that. And if you're that kind of person, like, I'm amazed. Hats off to you, because I've been making videos for maybe 5 years, and I don't know if I've made 100 videos. I just have never been able to get myself to really, really, really buckle down and edit every single, not every single, but all the ideas that I have in my head. I have to make it more simple. And one of the ways I do that is this podcast. So that's just a 5-minute little walkthrough of getting you to your first 100 YouTube videos. If I'm serious about this, if you're somebody who has written content but no videos. And by written, I really do mean like you write blogs religiously. You're on top of it. You have a process for writing and getting your message to people. And if you don't publish those blogs, I don't consider you a writer. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to say part of the process is getting your content out there. And those of you who are succeeding with writing your blogs, it means you're getting some traction, you're getting conversations, and you're getting clients. There is someone that I'm talking to right now here in Austin, and she is crushing it. She gets a lot of leads from her blogs that she's writing about gut health. So I'm trying to be a little bit more honest with you in this episode and telling you that, you know, if you don't get clients from your writing, you will get there. I really hope and help and like want to help you get there. But I'm also sitting here putting a mirror to myself saying, Jack, you're not even a writer, because all your written stuff is just sitting inside of a note app somewhere on my computer. And there's so many ideas that should be out there to people that we just don't put out there. And for that reason, we hold ourselves back. So this four-step approach is truly, truly going to work for somebody who already writes. I feel it in my bones. I know it. And if you're that kind of person, please comment, like leave a review or something about why you're that kind of person, or reach out to me, get into my content asset email chain, or reach out to me directly. My email is jack3blake@gmail.com. And I want to talk to you, because I know I can give you the process and walk you through a way to get you to your first 100 YouTube videos. All right, this episode's a little bit longer, but I know it's a good one. So thanks again, guys, for listening, and I will catch you on the next one.